This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, said that the President Trump impeachment trial is dead on arrival, as 45 senators voted that it is unconstitutional. The vote failed in the Senate 55-45 on Tuesday after five Republican senators voted with Democrats. Senators then put the trial on pause for 2 weeks, agreeing to delay any further debate until February 9th. A federal judge on Tuesday barred the United States government from enforcing a 100-day deportation on President Biden's immigration policy. U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton issued a temporary restraining order sought by Texas, which sued on Friday against a Department of Homeland Security memo that instructed immigration agencies to pause most deportations. Two people were killed in an hours-long hostage standoff at a medical center in Austin, Texas on Tuesday night. SWAT responded to the Children's Medical Group in downtown Austin about a person entering a facility with a gun. KVUE reported the suspect appears to be a doctor. USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Helping us understand the Trump impeachment process, USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
The entire Senate sworn in as jurors ahead of the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. All 100 members of the upper chamber taking the oath of office, including Vermont Senator Pat Leahy, who is the presiding officer over the trial. The trial set to begin February 8th. Regarding impeaching President Trump, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News,
I know that common sense is illegal in Washington, D.C., but I think a fair-minded, rational person would ask Congress to vote to file a declaratory judgment action to ask the Supreme Court to rule on the constitutionality of impeaching a president who isn't president before we put the country through this.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The flaws and shortfalls of the World Health Organization were brought to light as the coronavirus ran rampant across the planet before the WHO had a chance to react. USA Radio News Dan Araki looks into the issue of the United States rejoining the flawed organization.
One of President Biden's executive orders last week sought to rejoin the World Health Organization. That is, scientists from the WHO have finally been allowed into Wuhan, China to investigate the origin of COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Fox News that he believes that the U.S. needs to be a part of the WHO, despite flaws inside that organization.
Certainly, the WHO needs to have some reforms. There's no doubt about that. But when you're dealing with a global pandemic, you need a global organization to coordinate. You have to be part of the global community. If you're not involved with the WHO, which interacts with all the countries, even with all its flaws, which it does have, the better part of really what we should be doing is joining back with them. We should put their feet to the fire about getting reforms, but to be completely out of that circuit, I don't think is productive when you're dealing with a global pandemic.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The World Health Organization is an agency of the United Nations responsible for international public health. The WHO Constitution, which establishes the agency's governing structure and principles, states its main objective as the attainment by all people of the highest possible level of health. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
So help me out here. Am I the only one seeing this? I mean, the House insists, let's go ahead, let's, one more time. It's not enough to do it once. We're going to do it twice. Let's impeach the President of the United States. Now, they do this along with the acceptance of the newly inaugurated President, Joe Biden, who needs to be about the people's business because 100 days can come and go pretty quick. But he even said he supported it. Justice Roberts says, I don't want anything to do with it. Supreme Court takes one giant step away from this thing, Mother May I, and this is all being produced and brought to you by Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats, and Steny Hoyer, who I guess Steny Hoyer, was it Steny Hoyer that is sick and he was supposed to preside over this, Rick Manning?
Actually, it's Patrick Leahy for
Patrick Leahy. That's right. I'm sorry. Yes, yeah, the other.
That's okay. Steny Hoyer happens to be my congressman, and he's been my congressman since I moved to Washington D.C. about 35 years ago. Wow. So he's a guy who he just needs to go away. But he's not the guy. He's not the culprit in this case. He's the majority leader of the House. The Patrick Leahy from Vermont is the guy who would be presiding over it. And as you said, the reason why Patrick Leahy has to preside over it is because it is an impeachment. It's not an impeachment because the impeachment clause of the U.S. Constitution specifically says remove the president from office. Mm-hmm. Guess what? President Trump hasn't been in office since January 20th, 1201, as the Democrats are reminding us every single moment of every single day.
Yes.
So, but they seem to want to forget that when it comes to their never-ending orange man bad charade. And they've made it clear they want to impeach him because in some way they think if they can convict him of impeachment, they can prevent him from running for president again. So this has nothing to do about the law. It has everything to do.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It just has everything to do with politics and their fear of Donald Trump running for president and kicking their teeth in 2024.
Well, Donald Trump or anybody else like Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, that's right. But they're specifically afraid of Donald Trump because he's here's the difference with Donald Trump. And it's a really big difference. He has been absolutely fearless in just in taking them down and going after them and having and not bowing at all to the cancel culture. And that's why people actually love Donald Trump. His policies, yeah, we like his policies, and I think some of his policies we love. But they elect somebody who's going to fight for them. And I don't know that that is easily replicated. And it's because, And that's his, that was, that's really his superpower, is that people believe that he will stand up and fight for their interests when no one else will.
Yeah.
And that is, and that's why he got 75 million votes at least.
Right. And well, who's Donald Trump? See, to me, my big point of preference with Donald Trump or any politician is, who are they beholden to? I mean, this guy, yes, he's a Republican, but he's independent in a lot of ways. I mean, yep. He wasn't counting on the cocktail circuit affirmations or, the money pandering and what have you. In fact, the guy worked for free. He said, here, let me donate my salary.
You're 100% correct. I mean, that's what kind of threw the Democrats never have attested to that, because they kept wanting to say that he was personally benefiting from being in the White House. Supreme Court threw out those cases yesterday or the day before. Mm-hmm. And because, first of all, it was absurd, but second of all, it's a charge they continually attempted to make. But nobody believed it, because they knew that this guy, if he had not been president, would have been making billions.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, by being president, it was costing him billions and costing him the one thing that he markets on, and that's his name.
Mm-hmm.
And he took a name that was looked at and was up in gold everywhere and put that name on the line for what he believed in.
Yeah.
And so you look at it and you say, real people, actual thinking sentient adults who don't watch CNN understand that this is a guy who truly took the old standard of noblesse oblige that came from the founding fathers, that's a noble obligation to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived it out in modern times. And he did so in a way that stood up and fought for people who were without a voice before. And that's whether on the Republican side or the Democrat side, everybody else talks about philosophy, he talks about people. And that's when you get down to it, that's why he is beloved by so many. And that's why the Democrats are scared to death of him. And it is why they're determined to undermine him at every place and cancel him out. Because they cannot afford for Donald Trump to be a viable candidate in 2024, because he will beat them.
Well, they did everything they could, Rick, to define his character. I'm glad that you pointed out, once again, because this isn't pointed out very often, how much of a hit Trump and the family took in order to come in and answer the call of the American people, that we needed somebody with his expertise, an outsider, to come in. And this outsider exposed all the inside crud that's been going on, including all the corruption, the insider trading benefits that these long-term, elected officials have been taking advantage of. And they've been bilking the American people and the taxpayer. And these guys are freaking out, because they're thinking, man, if people really understand this to be true, I mean, we're in serious trouble. So they had to do everything they could to undermine Donald Trump and to put out a counter narrative, as you say, orange man bad, no matter what. And I think the Democrats, I mean, they don't even know what else to go with now, because with Trump out of the way, it's like they're trying to, posthumously, just do away with the guy and make a statement to any other conservative that, how dare you bring an outsider in that we have not approved and get him, elected president. That will never happen again.
Well, they're not taking control of it.
Yeah, good.
But,
yeah.
The interesting part is that the single thing that I'm hearing from more and more Democrats who are not, really not politically involved, but kind of bought the narrative and voted for Biden, is, this isn't what I voted for.
Right.
Because when you vote against a kind of a narrative, you vote based on a narrative of, I'm voting against Donald Trump, we have to have civility. What you, if you don't understand, the civility means that you shut up and they ram stuff down your throat. You know, at that point it becomes clear, wait a second, I don't define it that way.
Right.
And
exactly.
A lot of people are figuring that out right now.
Yeah, a little bit of buyer's remorse, Rick Manning, I'll tell you. We've got more from Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government, in this next segment. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
This report is sponsored by Hyundai. Car care is essential, and regular maintenance can improve the performance of your vehicle and save you money. Hyundai is making it much easier for its owners by now offering 3 years of complimentary basic maintenance with the purchase or lease of a new Hyundai vehicle. The Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance Program includes oil and oil filter changes, plus tire rotation at normal factory scheduled maintenance intervals for 3 years, or 36,000 miles, whichever comes first. Barry Ratzlaff, Chief Customer Officer, Hyundai Motor America.
Hyundai has always been a company that listens to customers and strives to provide products and services that maximize value and simplify life. Building on the strong foundation of America's Best Warranty, Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance helps dealers ensure that our owners keep rolling with peace of mind.
Complimentary Maintenance is part of Hyundai's promise to create a better ownership experience. For more, visit HyundaiThreeYearMaintenance.com.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, we're back with you. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Rick Manning, it continues with us. Always great to have Rick here, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, as you and I were talking off the air about this illegal immigration number, I know DHS has, you know, given some kind of roundabout number, maybe
a high of somewhere around 22, 25 million. I think it's upwards of and closer probably to 30 million. That's just based on the information that I'm reading and the impact that it's having. But I think the difficult thing that both you and I and most Americans have is that why would people, you know, who voted for Joe Biden, who are so vulnerable, give up their vote so easily for somebody whose policies have proven time and again to be deleterious to their cause? I mean, under Trump, they're working. They got out of off of welfare lines. They were, you know, having dignity once again, providing for their families. And so easily they would give that up. They would give up their vote to bring somebody in who has a track record of doing the exact opposite. I mean, the Democrats lied to them in saying that, hey, look, they're going to take away your money. They're going to take, you know, this is what Donald Trump and the Republicans do. And it's all this class warfare. And they put out a narrative, a false narrative, nonetheless, that even the establishment media supports. And these people end up voting for their own demise. I mean, this is head scratching.
Yeah, it is. Again, you know, there's three obvious examples, but first one is with the Keystone XL pipeline, the union, which represents those workers who are not going to have a job unless a lawsuit prevents the changing of that contract with a stroke of a pen. But those people aren't going to have a job. And their union supported the guy who's putting them out of work, the guy who has already sold himself to the Green New Deal folks, to AOC, and the idea that they want to get out of the energy business, out of the fossil fuel business in America. And yet those pipeline workers, the union they paid dues into, endorsed the guy who's making that, putting them on the unemployment line. Mm-hmm. And those union workers are making good money. I mean, they were making serious money, and now they're going to be making unemployment money.
Right.
So that's you know, one, the obvious the D.C. union power play where the union thinks, well, gee, we're gonna support the Democrat no matter what. Mm-hmm. And I happen to know that the guy who's head of AFL-CIO, Sean McManus, he was well entrenched in the Trump Labor Department, and so he knew what was at stake, and yet they still went and endorsed Biden against their own workers' interests.
Real quick before we get on a second, though. Again, this is a pattern. This is what Democrats do. They get the union vote, and they abandon them. I mean, they did this, you know, with JFK, right? I mean, time and again, they continue to do this. Yes, go ahead.
And they abandon because here's what the Democrats promised them. We're going to make the laws so easy that people have to join a union. And so you're going to get more power and you're going to get more money because you're going to have more members. Not recognizing that they destroy all the jobs. There's no place for them to go. You know, if you're a steelworkers union and you endorsed Joe Biden, who basically wants to bring back the dominance of Chinese steel in America and eliminate the U.S. steel industry and continue the decline of the industry. If you're that person, let's face it, you know, you can have all the laws that make it possible for you to have more members, but there's no steel being produced. There's no steel workers.
Yes.
That's just a fact.
Right.
So that's the challenge.
And Susan Collins would say the math is academic, right?
The math is academic. I think that's what she said, yes. But then you look at at African-Americans, and I scratch my head because with African-Americans, President Trump was the best president that the African-American community has seen since Lincoln in so many ways. But the most important way is the people who were African-Americans were provided a real piece of the pie. The unemployment rate in the African-American community was lower than in history. Why? Because the borders were leaking people nonstop to compete at lower end jobs. And while African Americans are not consigned to lower end jobs, the fact is that that African Americans tend to end up in lower end jobs because of the crummy education system they have that's provided by the National Education Association. So they end up disproportionately being in the 20th, bottom 20th quintile of earners.
and the body of the bottom 20th quintile nurse, that's the bottom 20%, had larger wage increases than any other group, between the 20% group in the country. Mm-hmm. They were having money, and they were getting paid more and more money, and it wasn't because of government mandates. It was because there was competition for their labor, and businesses had to pay 10, 12, 15 bucks an hour, not because of government mandate, but because that's what it costs to get to compete and bring laborers and people into their shops to do the work. What's more, because we had increased in manufacturing and elsewhere, there were more jobs for people who were at the bottom end of the labor pool to move up to a higher end of the labor pool because they needed to have trained people to actually do run machines for machine shops and the like. And so the people who were already there who were doing a good job got promoted.
Exactly.
And made more money. That's how our economy works.
And how about small business growth as well, Rick? I mean, small business entrepreneurship was off the charts, and this is right. I mean, just with every demographic, male, female, people of color, I mean, just go right down the line. It was robust, you know, before COVID, and even after COVID, there were still some creative things that were being developed, and, you know, you could see, you know, some light at the end of the tunnel possibly here, but there was still hope, you know, for a certain segment of people. Even in the midst of COVID.
100% correct. That is 100% correct. It's what we saw was the opportunities to start your own business because of the tax cuts they've mushroomed, and people were kind of working, but then having their own business on the side and really growing their own family incomes while growing potential, you know, growth opportunities for business to expand it as they were willing to put time and energy into it. Mm-hmm. And with COVID, what ended up happening was a lot of those businesses ended up getting creamed. But the thing that Donald Trump insisted on was that we spent a ton of money. And I actually supported the massive spending that occurred that directed at small businesses to try to keep small businesses stable and alive. Because the one thing we know is that if there's a storefront with a name on it and a business there, even if they're not open, that storefront has a much higher likelihood of coming back
yes.
to the storefront that's vacant.
Exactly.
The storefront that's vacant costs a whole lot more money to turn into a business than a storefront that has a business in it. And so keeping those businesses vibrant was critical. And that was one of the key things that the Trump administration did in those initial COVID relief packages that was so essential to making certain that those places that have reopened, actually there's restaurants that are still existing, that a lot of the small businesses have been able to survive even with the 50% or, you know, the limited amount of people who are able to go into the shop. They exist because the American people made that investment in them. And that was led by Donald Trump's knowledge that
exactly.
You kill the small businesses, you kill the jobs.
And complemented by, you know, some governors, mostly Republicans, that understood that. The Democratic governors did not serve the purposes of the small business people. And this is quite clear as well that people need to discern and know the next time they go to vote for somebody that they understand, that there's a broader picture of this and that we cannot be the lowest common denominator voter, the low info voter. We have got to educate ourselves and get activated. Rick, how can people be involved with Americans for Limited Government? We've got about 10 seconds left.
GetLiberty.org, GetLiberty.org. Punch the button to stop the impeachment of the president.
There it is. Rick Manning right here. Thank you, Rick. Take care. Godspeed.
Thank you.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. Again, that's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, said that the President Trump impeachment trial is dead on arrival, as 45 senators voted that it is unconstitutional. The vote failed in the Senate 55-45 on Tuesday after five Republican senators voted with Democrats. Senators then put the trial on pause for 2 weeks, agreeing to delay any further debate until February 9th. A federal judge on Tuesday barred the United States government from enforcing a 100-day deportation on President Biden's immigration policy. U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton issued a temporary restraining order sought by Texas, which sued on Friday against a Department of Homeland Security memo that instructed immigration agencies to pause most deportations. Two people were killed in an hours-long hostage standoff at a medical center in Austin, Texas on Tuesday night. SWAT responded to the Children's Medical Group in downtown Austin about a person entering a facility with a gun. KVUE reported the suspect appears to be a doctor. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment.
You know, this particular quote has been assigned to President Abraham Lincoln. Some say not really so. Some say mostly so. But whatever. I think it's very appropriate, regardless who you want to assign this to. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Something to think about seriously. Jenny Beth Martin is with us right now. Jenny Beth, of course, is the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, a columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, Happy New Year. Good to be talking to you. I've missed you.
Well, I've missed you. It's so good to talk with you. I hope you're having a great 2021.
Well, it's starting off quite interestingly. The results of the election were not what we expected, but look it. I have faith in the American people. It's government that we have a challenge with, and one of the things I've been saying, maybe you can appreciate this, is that we need to pause for a moment and evaluate to say, has politics helped or hurt us? And that maybe we've gotten so focused on, you know, being a Democrat or Republican or an independent, so much so that we've lost sight of first principles. First principles are about being an American. About, you know, the color of our jerseys, which is red, white, and blue, that puts us all on the same team. And unifying this country is so critical. And as you point out, President Biden, sadly, is doing things that counter what he said he wanted to do, and that was to unify the country. Why is he doing things that are so manipulative and so much against the very principle that he talked about in his inauguration?
Right. He talked about wanting to unify the country and how important that is. And what we're watching him do as he comes out of as he starts proposing different proposals right now, he's doing things that truly are divisive. They're not things that Americans agree on. For instance, he's putting boys in in girls' bathrooms in school boys in girls' in girls' sports. He is he's talking about spending so much more money. We have already spent $900 billion less than 2 months ago. He's talking about spending $1.9 trillion more dollars in a COVID relief bill that will have $350 billion bailout for blue states. He has canceled the Keystone Pipeline, and immediately people started losing their jobs. I've talked to people who own condominiums along the pipeline, and the day that he signed the executive order prohibiting the Keystone Pipeline, the people who own these condominiums said that their tenants got severance pay that day and their notice that they would no longer be employed, and they let the condominium owner, you know, the people they were renting from, know, hey, we're going to have to move. We don't have a job here anymore.
Right.
So the jobs are just vanished, completely gone. Poof.
Yeah.
And what he could be doing, instead of these things that are so divisive that people don't agree on, that are harming Americans, he could be talking about things that are 80-20 issues, term limits for Congress, including voter ID. Most Americans understand that the voter ID is important. Stop the caravan from coming into the country, the illegal immigrants that are coming up right now from south of our border. Don't give a signal that you're going to allow these people to enter the country illegally, especially after you just reinstituted a travel ban from Europe. How about look out for America and Americans first and take care of things that we all agree on instead of going to the most divisive issues you can think of?
You know, Jenny Beth, so much of what the president is doing here doesn't make any sense at all in management, in business management circles. They're looking at what Joe Biden is doing and going, this guy's a terrible manager from the get-go. And I have said from the beginning, if you remember that infamous book, I think you were born then, maybe just barely, called, and it cited the Peter Principle, that in any kind of organization, even in politics, people will rise to their level of incompetence. And it seems, and I don't mean to sound so critical, but with what he is doing, of everything I've known in, you know, decades of business experience, this man is just tossing out all these proven principles, and he's just throwing them out the door here. I mean, this really is Obama once again, because President Obama, when he was in, he was the president of theory. It was like theories that were, you know, born out of, you know, the coffee rooms or the lunch rooms on campuses where the teachers all get together and they just let their liberal thoughts, you know, fly around and nobody challenges them. Nobody says that, well, that's a stupid idea. You know, they just let it go. And then, you know, here you get Obama who comes in to be president, and now he gets a chance to, you know, test all these theories. Well, how did that work for us?
It did not work well. We had very stagnant economic growth, not booming economic growth. We it led our country to be more divided, not less divided. And the policies, I just don't think that they worked well for America. And we're going to see more and more of those policies with Joe Biden as president. But if he's serious, if he's just giving lip service to wanting to unify because he thinks that that message polls well, it's one thing. It's not serious, and that's the kind of thing politicians do all the time. Mm-hmm. If he really is serious about wanting to unify the country, if he wanted to have a legacy that would make a difference, he could find issues that 80% of Americans agree on, and there are those issues. I know that they exist, and find ways to get those things done. He'd be a hero on both sides of the political aisle.
Without a doubt.
He's not doing that. He's playing to the most radical part of his base, and if he continues to play to the most radical part of his base, the country will continue to be divided, and it will become even more divided.
Jenny Beth, help me understand here, because we had a primary, you know, on the Democratic side, and they took all these ideas and they presented it beyond their base. They presented it to all the Democrats, you know, the Democratic voters in the primaries. And
70% of what they presented, the Democrats themselves said, Stinko, get it out of here. We're not interested. But these are the things now, you know, he wins the general election. He's now president of the United States. And the very things that didn't test well, that the Democrats told him stunk, he's now thrusting upon, even though Ron Klain, in a memo before the inauguration, said, oh, no, President Biden, he's going to be focused on the COVID-19 crisis, economic crisis, the climate crisis, which, you know, people aren't buying into. That still, you know, polls so low, it doesn't pass the so what test. And the racial equity crisis, which doesn't do much better. But even if he took, you know, to your point, just COVID and the economic crisis and really bore into that, it would go a long way if he came back with some resulting common sense ideas and executive orders that didn't, you know, wipe out 50,000 jobs in, you know, with the stroke of a pen. Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. It isn't just the American people who rejected those ideas. The Democratic primary voters rejected those ideas. And if they had wanted such radical ideas, we would be talking about potentially a President Bernie Sanders right now rather than a President Joe Biden. They rejected those ideas. Now, I'm not saying that Bernie Sanders did not do well, because he did. He was one of the last guys standing in the primary. But at the end of the day, the Democratic Party rejected those ideas. And now, instead of going with this more moderate centrist approach, which is what Biden ran on, he's doing everything that his radical opponents in the primary talked about doing.
Exactly. Well, the Etch-a-Sketch worked just as effectively for them, and that's what they're doing. And some people, as we're hearing more and more of, are realizing what they call buyer's remorse here, Jenny Beth.
And I think more and more will as the days go on.
Well, we need to stay activated. To that end, the Tea Party Patriots have just done a great job. How can we stay involved, Jenny?
So the best thing to do is go to teapartypatriots.org, teapartypatriots.org.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Now with orders
to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, it may seem like we're starting to enter a new era in politics, that comedy is starting to come back a little bit. You know, the cancel culture made it to where you couldn't laugh. You know, it's just like, you know, is people tired of being miserable here, Scott Whitlock? That they say, hey, maybe we can laugh a little bit. And, you know, people are making a big thing out of Bernie's mittens, and memes are all over. And, you know, and it is comical and maybe refreshing to have a little levity brought back into politics. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me on. I'm doing great.
Well, Scott is the associate editor for Newsbusters, and you guys, you know, holding the media accountable, are taking a look at, you know, some of the things that we can laugh about and how, you know, they are gaga over Biden. I mean, it's like, look at, they got their guy in office, and, you know, whether we're talking about ice cream or, you know, maybe a soft injury to an ankle, or his German shepherds at the White House. But meanwhile, we have serious issues. But, hey, meanwhile, it doesn't stop us from, you know, just laughing at the mainstream media and how foolish they've turned themselves, into being here.
Right, yeah. And you mentioned comedy. I think, sadly, some of this comedy is unintentional because we have so-called serious journalists like Cecilia Vega, who went on The View, who assured everyone that they're going to be just as tough on Joe Biden as they are on Donald Trump, which has already been demonstrated to be absurd.
Mm-hmm.
The comedy is really that, you know, the Washington Post during the Trump administration put on their masthead of the paper every day, democracy dies in darkness.
Right.
Now it just feels like democracy is fine. And here's some puppy stories about Joe Biden, because, boy, you want to talk about a honeymoon. He is getting a honeymoon that Donald Trump certainly never got.
He could only wish for. And how can they make a statement that they're going to be just as hard on Biden when the averages, you and I've talked about this repeatedly over the 4 years of Donald Trump's administration, was the positive to negative ratio was 9-1.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It was right out of the gate. And we tracked that at the Media Research Center. We produce Newsbusters, and we were tracking that every month. We did a report, and it was consistently, like you said, 90% negative. There was no honeymoon. And look, you know, I've been talking to some other people doing radio about the inauguration day, and one of the things I said was I would have no problem on inauguration day or the first few days where you get this kind of glow and this sort of Americanism and all that, but wow, we did not see that last time. Last time on inauguration day, they were already talking about fascism. The Washington Post was already talking about impeaching Donald Trump on the very first day. So it's a complete 180 from where they were 4 years ago.
Well, and I believe that it's a blunder by the Biden administration to allow that narrative, because let's face it, Donald Trump, by virtue of who he is, takes up a lot of oxygen in the room. So by the mere mention of his name, your narrative and your policies are being drowned out by what you're doing with Donald Trump. I mean, why Joe Biden didn't step in and tell Nancy Pelosi, look, this is a fait accompli, and then they found out yesterday it really is a fait accompli. There's no way they're going to do this. Enough of this already. Let's move on and be about the people's business. But what she has done is really doubled down on her hatred for Donald Trump. And the American people translate that to not only do they hate Donald Trump, but they hate us who voted for him.
Yeah, that's a good point. It really is. I mean, despite the media's best efforts, you know, what are we talking about? We're talking about impeaching or the trial in the Senate, and we're not talking about the Biden administration's policies. And I think there's going to be a lot of that. I think more broadly, if you just look at COVID, just in the last couple of days, you know, you see Biden going back and forth on what his goals are, what the numbers are. And I think there's kind of a dawning realization, both in the liberal media and the country, that, oh, yeah, things aren't really changing. Things are not going to immediately get better, despite what the media told us that that COVID would just somehow go away as soon as Joe Biden became president. It's not.
No, it's not. And that's, I think, part of the delusion that even some Republicans felt that, okay, you got a Democrat in the office, that they're going to support him and the narrative is going to change. But the reality of COVID is the reality of COVID. And, oh, yes, there's more. We've got a new strain coming our way that it's not even coming our way. It's on our shores. And so this is raising a lot more concern. But, you know, I don't understand why people are surprised here, because they gave Joe Biden, the media and the people, even the Democrats, gave him a pass all along. And the issue was all about getting rid of Trump and hating Trump, not about his policies. And he wasn't clear about his policies. He was all over the place about it. So why would we expect anything different now that he's president of the United States? I mean, he's doing the same thing as he did on the campaign trail.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think you can expect anything different. I think what, you know, we're trying to focus on, particularly at the Media Research Center, is where we are with the press, which is, you know, we saw, I think it was just a taste of this, but we saw in the campaign they were aggressively trying to smack down any sort of negative coverage, and the biggest offenders of this were big tech, and that's certainly not changing. I think it's a really chilling effect of what we're seeing, both what they tried to do, what they did to the New York Post, and what they're doing now with just banning people left and right. And I think that is an important thing, you know, for us, for you, for just organizations and the internet, people to get this out to the American people that, look, you know, they're coming for you, and it really doesn't matter, you know, if you're some conservative organization or you're individual, it's only going to expand, because that's what censorship does. So this is a real problem that people need to deal with and stand up to.
Exactly. This is a first principle bedrock issue that cannot be ignored. And I don't know how much longer big tech can get away with this. Even as strong as they are right now, seemingly, that always seems to be the case in history, that those foundations will implode on themselves eventually, because you cannot get away with doing something that is so counter first principles of the American way of life. I mean, free speech is critical. We've put up with enough of this stuff, you know, brought to you by the college campuses and liberal professors that say you can only say, you know, what's ever on the list, Nancy Pelosi participating in that to the degree that it's so ridiculous that you've got somebody who is even a man of faith saying, a man, a woman, to end a prayer.
I mean, how ridiculous is that? That is about as ridiculous as this pro-abortion Biden supposedly being in touch with American Catholics. Hello, you know, Catholics do not believe in abortion. Now, we believe God has been clear on this issue. Biden has trouble. I will say this as a Catholic. I've been a Catholic all my life. And that Biden, there have been some dioceses that will not serve him communion because of his pro-abortion stance. Nancy Pelosi, the same thing. You know, this is absolutely against the laws of God and nature. What this country has participated in, the devastation to women who participated in abortion, I say men as well, who said, well, you know, the government said it's okay. You know, the Supreme Court said it's okay. It's just meaningless flesh. Well, what do you say to these women, Scott, and these men who are carrying this burden and realization that they've killed a child? They killed their very own child. And people say to me, and my audience hears this, and I keep saying this because it is so profound and so long-lasting. Women will come to me and say, Bill, my child would have been 13 today, or my child would have been 20. I spoke with a director, and we were having a conversation, an interview, and as we were talking about this, and I didn't notice right away because I was looking at my notes. When I looked up, I saw tears rolling down his face. And he says, Bill, he says, my son would have been 23. I mean, to me, those statements transcend everything that the Supreme Court, it really brings to light and to purpose what this is all about. And this idea that Biden is a pro-abortion Catholic, I got to tell you, it is disdainful. And people have said to me, so, well, Biden is a practicing Catholic. And I say, he needs more practice. And I would say that to all Catholics or anybody of faith, is that this is what it's all about, but we need to square it up. You cannot be fast and loose with the laws of God and nature here, and that's what we keep running into, and you've got to be able to call this out. And the fact that the mainstream media wants to promote this ultimate lie that has been going on since 1973, the devastation that it's caused, it is just unbelievable how we continue to turn a blind eye to it. And, of course, one of the first things that Joe Biden does is then he opens up the Treasury, you know, to Planned Parenthood again. And then he's promoting funding of abortions in Mexico. I mean, it's bad enough that we're doing it here in our own country. But, no, let's be evangelists for abortions around the world, right?
Right. And I think this is really where the so-called unity themes that Biden sounded in his inaugural address, they're just not going to square with his practice, because his address actually was pretty nice. And what he said, unfortunately, he doesn't mean that. And right. So I think as the American people start to see that on abortion and a number of other issues, this is going to be a real problem with him, because despite what the liberal media is trying to put forward, he's not a unifier, and he's not trying to unify the country, certainly not on abortion. If you look at any of the people in his cabinet that he's putting in his cabinet, they are all radically pro-abortion down the line. And he has no interest in unifying with the rest of the country who is either opposed to abortion or even just has qualms about it.
Exactly. Well, Scott Whitlock has been our guest, the associate editor for the Media Research Center's newsbusters.org. That's where you can go for more information. Scott, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you for coming on. We look forward to a continuing conversation through this new year. Take care.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase of extermination.